And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the state of Virginia shows us again why the fight for sanity in our schools is far from over. The Defense of Freedom Institute has filed a federal complaint against Fairfax County schools after administrators told freshman girls at West Springfield High School to just change faster when they complained about a boy repeatedly entering their locker room to watch them undress. Speaking of education battles, a University of Arizona ethics professor just filed suit after being fired for opposing gender ideology in his children's school district. The man founded a parental rights group after discovering school officials were hiding students' gender identity and pronoun preferences from their parents. Liberty Counsel is representing him, arguing that university emails prove he was terminated after anonymous complaints calls his group an anti-gay hate group. And while we're on schools doing things they shouldn't, Orange County, Florida had to shut down Witchy Wednesday. That's a weekly student video series teaching spells, moon water rituals, and magical midweek journeys over the school's television system. Liberty Counsel also stepped into this situation as well, noting that Christian students have sincere religious beliefs prohibiting them from participating in instruction on witchcraft and magic. Attorney General Jason Mayers in Virginia has exposed Democratic prosecutor Steve DeScano for systematically giving illegal immigrants sweetheart plea deals unavailable to American citizens. Descano requires his staff to examine, quote, immigration consequences when considering cases and then pleads them down to avoid deportation triggers. And the Trump administration is escalating its government reform efforts, ordering federal agencies to prepare permanent reduction in force plans, not just temporary furloughs. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are threatening a government shutdown unless they get $1.5 trillion in new spending, including Obamacare subsidies and Medicaid expansion reversals. Starbucks has announced that it will be closing 500 stores and laying off 900 corporate positions on top of 1,000 already cut in February. Years of going woke appears to finally have caught up with them, despite attempts to reverse course by ending open bathrooms and reportedly banning pride decorations. And in a disturbing story from Texas, three men have been arrested after a youth baseball coach was shot in the arm during a pregame prayer. The coach's first instinct was to cover the children around him, and witnesses say he literally took the bullet for a child standing to his left. Despite the injury, he told physicians he needed to leave the hospital because he had to coach his 10-year-old's game at 3 o'clock. Authorities believe the shots came from several hundred yards away during what may have been illegal hunting. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.